The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, Artemis 2 launched as planned late last night, carrying astronauts to the moon for the first time in nearly 54 years. It launched at 11:36 p.m. Irish time. Now, Niamh Shaw is a science communicator specialising in space. She was there and she joins me now. Niamh, I was watching you on Sky News last night. I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. It was fascinating. You were there for hours and hours and hours waiting for this launch.
Yeah, I just realised I'm up 24 hours now.
Oh, good, my goodness.
I haven't gone to bed yet. Yeah. Yeah, but it's just like it's been go, 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 you know. Yeah, it was just incredible. It was just a really, did that just happen kind of moment. I got to go to the walkout of the crew. That's when it, you know, so you're waiting. There was all these things happening. You know, you're setting up my camera and the day just flies. And then around about, so we'll say your time, around about 5 o'clock, certain.
The
Neil Armstrong building.
Your line just dropped down there for a second, Niamh, but you're back with us. Do carry on.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I can't remember how much, but people were selected to be able to go to the infamous Neil Armstrong building where the astronauts suited up and then they walk out. It's a tradition. They walk out, they see their families for the last time, and then they go in whatever mode of transport takes them to the rocket. It's different depending on what the mission is. And that's exactly the same place where Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and Michael, I can never remember his surname, my brain is gone. They walked out, you know, 57 years previously for for their mission, the Apollo 11. So that was like, what, to be there for that? And VIPs were there, and Mark Kelly and Scott Kelly, their twins who are astronauts, they actually came in and they were with us and they were talking to us. And all the senior NASA people were there and family of the astronauts. And then, so by then it was 7:30. We went back to the lawn area and it flew by. It absolutely, because then they went into the capsule, and the next thing then you saw them locking the capsule, and then they were locking the outer door of the capsule. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually going to happen, because I've never been to a launch where there hasn't been a pause in the clock.
Well,
it just kept going.
Last night as I was listening to you, and it's Michael Collins, because I know people will be in touch to
Michael
remind
Collins,
us.
Michael Collins, thank you, my brain.
No, don't worry, it's fine. It's escaped me as well. Even last night as I was watching you, there was some sort of a potential problem developing, which Sky were reporting at the time. And I thought, oh, here we go now. This is not going to happen. Yeah. So for you to stand there and see, you know, them going in, the doors being closed, you're thinking, are we going to see it? Is it going to happen? And eventually at 11:36 our time, it did. What was it like? I mean, what's it like to stand there and see it blasting off?
Oh, it's very emotional. It's you know, more than you realize, because it actually physically affects you. The vibrations and the sound hit your chest. I've never experienced that before. And also when you're watching a launch, they happen very quickly. And so after about 15 or 20 seconds, there's not much to see. This thing went on. Like, I filmed myself watching it and went on for 3.5 minutes. And you're completely overwhelmed by the size of the controlled explosion that's in front of you. It's just every rocket launch makes you feel that way, because it's like, sorry, what's happening? It's like your mind goes, what's happening? You're completely confused. And then you realize there's four people on top of that, and it's on its way to the moon, and you get a wave of emotion. But also then, and this is why I'm so drawn to space, is it gives you a tremendous sense of awe, like AWE, awe. And that you can't, there are no words really for that. It's just something you feel. Everybody in the area, you know, we all had some sort of response to that feeling of, my gosh, this is like mad that we're able to do this. Like, it was like a funnel where, you know, thousands of hours, thousands of people were all down on that countdown clock. And when I arrived at NASA Kennedy on Tuesday, that was on 33 hours. And when I got there yesterday morning, it was on 11 hours. And it was like this focus that everything was pulling down towards this one moment where everything had to happen in order for them to meet their targets of getting to the moon at the right time, coming back at the right time so they can splash down at the right time and come back safely. And you could feel that. And it's like watching a choreography or a dance of the most technical ability possible. And you understand that. It's bizarre, even though, like, I don't know how a rocket's made. I have some appreciation, but you see the humanity, and you see the amount of effort and time that was put into getting to that precise moment. And it really is very moving.
And it was sending pictures back within 2 hours, yeah. Which is part of the joy and the awe of it all. Well, Niamh, a sincere thank you for all of your eyewitness reporting yesterday, last night and today. And I do hope you get some rest now, some well-deserved rest. And that's Niamh joining us again from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Dr. Niamh Shaw, who is a science communicator.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.